The book is called Peril. It's by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. Its official release comes this Tuesday, September 21st. Features revelation about the final days of the Trump administration. Might call it the focus being placed on the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and the steps he took to make sure a rabid Trump did not start something which would only end ugly. Which, let's stop and ponder that for a moment. The head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, along with the Defense Secretary, by the way, saw it necessary to call their counterparts in China, Russia, elsewhere, to say, look, we know Trump's run off the rails, again, but we'll keep him in his crib, so don't worry. While that was a could-have-been with major consequences for America, Peril reveals another could-have-been, which came a lot closer to happening, which would have been the end of the constitutional structure of the U.S. Since January 6th, we've been told to believe that Vice President Mike Pence stood bravely between everything Trump was trying to do to overturn the election and the results, protecting the Constitution instead. Well, thanks to Peril, we're learning the reality is very different. In case you forget, it was Pence's job as President of the Senate to oversee the count of the electoral votes for President, thereby certifying the election of Joe Biden as the next President of the United States, which Pence, in fact, did that. But in the new book, Peril, Mike Pence, in this telling, was far more reluctant, shall we say, to do that constitutional duty that we've been led to believe. Let me just read directly from the book here. In late December, Pence phoned former President Dan Quayle at 74. The once boyish-looking Quayle is living a private life in Arizona. The two men shared a unique phone file, Indiana Republicans who had become vice president. Pence phoned because he wanted advice, despite the Electoral College casting his ballots for Biden back on December 14th. Trump was convinced that Pence could somehow throw the election to Trump on January 6th when Congress met to certify the final count. Pence explained to his fellow Indianan Dan Quayle that Trump was pressuring him to intervene to ensure Biden would not secure the needed 270 votes for the certification and push the election to a vote in the House of Representatives. If thrown to the House, there was a twist, and Trump was fixated on this twist, Pence said. It was the provision that could theoretically at least keep him in power. While the Democrats held the current House majority, the 12th Amendment of the Constitution stated that the voting on a contested election would not be done by a simple majority vote in the House. Instead, the amendment says the election vote would be counted in blocks of state delegations with one vote per state. Republicans controlled more delegations in the House of Representatives, meaning Trump would likely win if the House chamber ended up deciding the victor based on the prescripts of that. Former Vice President Dan Quayle thought Trump's suggestion was preposterous and dangerous. His effort to control events was a dark Rube Goldberg-like fantasy and could precipitate a constitutional crisis, Quayle told Mike Pence. Mike, you have no flexibility on this. None. Zero. Forget it. Put it away. Pence said in reply, I know. That's what I've been trying to tell Trump, but he really thinks he can. And there are other guys in there saying, I've got this power. And Quayle interrupted him. You don't. Just stop it, he said. Pence pressed again. It was easy for Quayle to make a blanket statement from political winter. He wanted to know, veep to veep, whether there was even a glimmer of light legally, constitutionally, to perhaps put a pause on the certification if there were ongoing court cases and legal challenges. Quayle repeated, forget it. Pence finally agreed. Acting to overturn the election would be anti-ethical to his controversial view on conservatism. One man could not effectively throw the election to the House of Representatives. Quayle told Pence to let it go, Mike. Don't even talk about it, he said. Pence paused. You don't know the position I'm in, he said. Yeah, think about that. Dan Quayle saved the Republic from Donald Trump. And speaking of Mike Pence's position, well, we kind of know where it is now. He's been trying to position himself for a presidential run in 2024. That's over and out. D-O-A. As far as Dan Quayle is concerned, you know what? I think to honor Vice President Quayle for his efforts to hose down Pence, we should permanently recognize the spelling of potato as Quayle that one time thought it was, with an E on the end. I mean, that's the least we could do. The aftermath of the 2020 election provoked a lot of Republicans to call for an end to the Electoral College, much like the 2016 election did with Democrats. Maybe this is because they don't understand the reasons behind and the purpose of the Electoral College. If you look at the Constitution, it's only three paragraphs, but the role of the Electoral College is massive.